I'm joined in the studio, and it's such a pleasure, by Lynn Levine. Lynn, thanks so much for coming in. It's always nice to have faces and people and not just talk to a voice on the other end of the line. And Lynn heads up the knitting group for the New Beginnings Group. With nimble fingers and big hearts, these ladies knit for a very special cause, a project run by the Union of Jewish Women. Through their work, they're not only creating beautiful handmade items, but also weaving together a sense of community, purpose and care for those who need it. Lynn Levine is the founder of the knitting group that is part of New Beginnings. Lynn, how did the knitting group first get started and what inspired you to get involved?
Hi, Paula. I joined the New Beginnings senior group as secretary during 2022, and at that stage, it was a group that met twice a month, offering interesting talks. As time went by, I had a dream to expand the group and decided to send out a message to the members inviting them to join a knitting group. We had an immediate positive reaction, and the knitting group was initiated in April 2023.
Lynn, have you always been a knitter yourself?
Yes, I have, from a very young age, about 3 years old. My sister taught me to knit.
And I'm not a knitter, not that I should admit that, but what is it about knitting that you always loved?
Well, it's anything creative, really. And knitting is very, very creative, and so is crocheting, which we do as well. It's not only knitting that we do in our group.
Well, can you tell us about the connection between the New Beginnings Group and the Union of Jewish Women and how this partnership came about?
This is quite a long story, Paula. Our venue was at the Pine Street Shul Hall, and we were given notice after a while. I have had a very long history with the Union of Jewish Women, and since the birth of my first child when I lived in Springs in 1963, A Union of Jewish Women Visiting Committee signed me up as a volunteer. I was a volunteer for them for 20 years. After I moved to Johannesburg in 1984, and as time went by, I went back to work in the office in Johannesburg for a number of years. The Union of Jewish Women has always been in my heart. I decided to approach the Union of Jewish Women Chairman Ingrid Kuhr to ask if New Beginnings could use the Union of Jewish Women House as a venue, since the adult education program was no more since COVID days. The answer was in the positive, and that's how it happened.
And what kind of items do you and the group knit and crochet, and who are they for?
We knit and crochet blankets, squares, booties, beanies, clowns, dolls, and anything required by newborns. These items are packed in bags together with bottled water, sanitary towels, a packet of biscuits, baby grows, and our knitted goods for moms giving birth at various hospitals in Johannesburg. We knit and crochet for the UJW project called Bags for New Beginnings. We deliver 400 to 500 bags to moms at hospitals during the year.
Lynn, do you get together on specific days and knit and crochet, or a lot of it's done at home?
A lot of it is done at home, but formally we meet on a Monday. Initially it started from 10:30 to 12:30, but it has become so successful and the women can't wait to get there on a Monday. So we start at about 9 o'clock, they start filtering in.
And is that at the Union of Jewish Women House?
Yes.
Okay, that's Sandler Street, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Can you share a moment or a story that really touched you or that has touched you in the time that you've spent with the group so far?
That's quite a difficult question, as every moment we are together as a group is so wonderful. The 25 to 28 knitters who meet every Monday morning for a few hours have bonded and helped one another in every possible way. So this has become more than knitting and crocheting. It's social and it's togetherness. And I'm also touched by our sponsorship, which we need badly to keep going. If anyone is listening and has wool to donate to our group, or anyone would like to donate money for us to buy wool, it would be so very welcome.
It's interesting that you say it's a social event as well, because knitting and crocheting, I imagine, can be quite a solitary activity. How do you keep everyone motivated and connected?
I don't need to do that, Paula, because the group inspire one another. They have new ideas, new patterns. And when the war broke out on the 7th of October, we started making beanies for the soldiers in Israel, and we sent a fortune to Israel.
So do you come up with the ideas of what you're going to knit, or is there a need that is then presented to your group?
It's me, it's the group. We are connected.
So you kind of
absolutely connected, and whoever comes up with an idea, nothing is shelved. Everything is looked at and discussed, and we take a vote on it.
How many beanies did you make, do you know, for the soldiers?
We made hundreds or thousands.
Lynn, that's amazing.
Yes, it is. It is. Everybody was busy making beanies. We just bought black material, wool, and we discarded everything else, and we just made beanies for months.
If someone wants to join the group or help in some way, what's the best way for them to get involved?
It's not a problem at all. They are welcome to come to the Union of Jewish Women House on a Monday morning to visit our group. If they want to join us, we give them wool and needles, and they get involved immediately. Some people prefer to work at home and deliver their items to the union, which is also fine with us.
Looking ahead, what are your hopes for the knitting project and the people that it serves?
That this project continues indefinitely, or as long as the Union of Jewish Women and Bev Cohen, who runs the project called Bags for New Beginnings, is carrying on with it.
Bags for New Beginnings, what is that?
Pardon?
What is Bags for New Beginnings?
That's what these bags are, that are collected. All the items are collected, put into the bags, and then they are delivered. Bags for New Beginnings for the babies.
I have a comment from Linda W. Greetings, Paula. First time writing, but long time listening. Thank you for writing, Linda. My teenage grandson is an avid crocheter, still learning, self-taught, YouTube. I'm sadly a lazy knitter, a pastime I've always enjoyed, but I think it's more a comment than a question, but obviously you would welcome anybody and any level of skills, I would imagine.
Absolutely, Paula. Everybody is welcome, whether they want to just sit and chat to us and have tea and biscuits, which Mish always brings. Every Monday is a wonderful social morning, besides the knitting and the crochery.
Lynn, I don't know if you can answer this, but is there one thing that was the most meaningful that you've knitted or crocheted through this group?
Well, we crochet the most wonderful blankets. They are absolutely beautiful. And each week, people come with new ideas, new colors, new combinations, that it's very exciting.
I have another request just saying, please repeat the address and the time. So you might be getting some new knitters.
That'll be wonderful.
So it's on a Monday from about 9, should we say?
Well, I'd say 9:30 or 10.
Okay.
Until 12:30.
And it's at the Union of Jewish Women House, which is it
77?
77 Sandler Road. In Fairmount.
Yes.
What amazing work that you do. And I'm still trying to get my head around the beanies for the Israeli soldiers. I mean, did you get photos back of the soldiers wearing the beanies? Or I guess in times of war, you don't need those kind of photos.
No.
Anything else you want to add or anything else you want to say?
No, but I'm really open to anybody who wants to come. They are welcome, whether they knit or they crochet or they just become part of our group and make new friends. That is also important. So nobody is excluded. Absolutely no one. And this young man, if he would like to come and join us and learn some more crocheting, he's very welcome. We have brilliant crocheters in our group.
Just out of interest, how big is the group?
Well, we have between 25 and 28 people every week.
And it's all volunteer.
All volunteers.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Such a kol hakavod, really.
It is very exciting. It really is. And the union, you know, they welcome us with open arms, and the venue is fantastic, and it's just great.
From humble stitches to heartfelt impact, Lynn Levine and her knitting group remind us that it's the small, consistent acts of kindness that truly warm the world. And whether you're a seasoned knitter or just curious to pick up some needles, there's always room for one more set of hands, right, Lynn?
Yes, absolutely.
And one more story to tell in yarn. Lynn, thank you so much. I think I'm going to go for lessons, and then I'll join, okay?
You can come to us for lessons.
I don't know. You might be dealing with somebody who has two left hands, although you can knit with a left hand, obviously.
But I am left-handed.
Are you left-handed?
Yes, and I crochet, and I
and is it,
knit.
Is it different at all?
It's the opposite to the right-hander, but it's not a problem.
Okay, well, there's my excuse gone.
I can teach left-handers.
Lynn, all the best to you and all your knitters and crocheters. What a wonderful story.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having us.